Okay, I'm going to call this meeting of the House Finance Committee to order. Let the record reflect that the time is currently 1:35 p.m. on Tuesday, April 27th, 2021. Present today, we've got Representative Thompson, Representative LeBon, Vice Chair Ortiz, Co-Chair Merrick, Representative Rasmussen, Representative Josephson, Representative Johnson, myself, Co-Chair Foster, and Representative Carpenter. And so we don't have any bills before us today, and we really wanted to set aside this day mostly to focus on just clarifying the budget, especially for folks who might be watching in the public. And so we did the walkthrough this morning, and we just wanted to make this time available to clarify any questions, if there were any questions. We do have Alexi Painter with Legislative Finance online, as well as my staff, Mr. Brody Anderson. And if we don't have any questions, then we'll be good for today, and I'll set the amendment deadline for tomorrow. But first of all, I guess, do we have any questions? Any clarifying questions regarding anything on the budget? I don't see any questions. So, Representative Thompson.
I was just curious that we spoke earlier about some language that might be able to be used by the conference committee. Is there any language going to be put into that?
And we did. We spoke with Representative Thompson on that. And I don't think, Mr. Anderson, you probably haven't had an opportunity to speak with Ledge Legal on that. And Representative Thompson, maybe can you clarify a little bit more? When we spoke, it was something to the effect of we've got this May 19 looming. And in terms of what can and can't be done in conference committee was the thought.
I'm not 100% smart on this myself, but it seemed like we could have some language in there where the conference committee could make some changes without having to go back to a free conference and move some revenues in different places. If we could give them that, it might help move this thing forward in the conference committee.
Yeah, thank you, Representative Thompson. And so just for everyone else who's listening in, you've got three stages of the conference committee. The first stage is what's considered a regular conference committee, where you go in and you can only choose what the House did or the Senate did, but nothing else. If you can't get any agreements on the budget on all items, because it's either just ours or theirs, then you ask for powers of limited free conference, which would allow you to go ours, theirs, or anything in between. And then if you can't get an agreement there, then you would ask for powers of free conference, which now allows you to say there's something that's totally not in the budget. Normally you could only choose ours, theirs, or anything in between, but powers of free conference allows you to add whole new things now. And so the thinking is, if we're trying to speed things up, is there any way, any kind of language that could be added to facilitate that? Because if you do go to powers of free conference, it's not required, but usually you would change out the conferees and some other challenges there. So we'll definitely check in with Ledge Legal and see what the options are there. But I agree, and I like your idea of we need it. Let's try to continue to move things along here and do this in a reasonable time, so that we're not, you know, going into summer. And I know that there's always the other issue too of if you don't have a budget that's done on time, you know, do you go into a government shutdown come July 1? And we're not near that, of course, but those are definitely considerations. So we're going to look, have Ledge Legal look into that. I'd also like to mention that Representative Edgman is with us as well. So with that, Representative, anybody else have any questions? I don't see anything. So with that, if we could, are folks comfortable with the amendment deadline of tomorrow at noon, and that way we can start taking up amendments on Thursday in the morning? Is that something that we're all okay with? I don't see any objections. So, okay, so that's what we'll do. Amendments, if we could have them in by Wednesday, April 28th, 2021 at noon. I don't have anything else to come for the committee. So if that's that, we will adjourn at 1. Representative Ortiz.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So what can we assume will happen tomorrow in finance? Are we going to go back and look at some bills? Is that what we're going to be doing? Or do we know yet what we're doing tomorrow in finance?
Yes, Representative Ortiz, we do have bills previously heard, and so if the co-chair has a couple of bills, I don't know, they'll get back to us and let us know, I think. Representative Merrick, do you have anything that you'd like to add?
Yeah, well, I believe we have a couple of bills that we can continue hearing, but I can send an email to the committee.
So we'll let you know if the 9 a.m. meeting is still on for tomorrow morning. We may add some bills there as well as 1:30, and then we'll take up amendments on Thursday. So with that, if there's nothing else to come before the committee, we will be adjourned at 1:41 p.m. Thank you.